everybody. Welcome to Adventures in Artslandia. I'm Susanna Mars, and today I'm going to be interviewing Lucie Tiberien, who's going to be directing Penmanship at Portland Playhouse. Penmanship is a new play by Christina Anderson. Hi, everybody. I'm talking to Lucie Tiberien, who is in New York, and where it's sunny and beautiful, and here snow is piled up. So you arrive on Tuesday, you might want to bring some warm clothes.
Very good. I will.
So you start rehearsal for Penmanship on Tuesday, and if I'm not incorrect, I think you've directed this play previously. Is that right?
That is correct, yes. I did a production of it at CATF, Contemporary American Theater Festival, in West Virginia last June.
And how long have you been a part of the process of the play? Was that your first interaction with it?
It was. I did a play of Christina's 2 years prior, also at CATF, called The Ashes Under a Gate City. In between The Ashes and Penmanship, Christina and I collaborated on a number of her plays, sort of in development, doing meetings and workshops. And then she asked me if I would direct Penmanship.
I would venture, I'm an actress as well, and I know the more you work with someone, there's a comfort and a trust that's developed that really can deepen work. What's your feeling about that?
In terms of my collaboration with Christina?
Yes, have you? I mean, obviously you must enjoy it because you can continue.
No, absolutely. I think that, Christina and I sort of, when we first met, kind of really hit it off on how sometimes you meet people and there's this sort of easy back and forth, and also an ability to kind of go deep very quickly. And in our interactions, I've felt that way with Christina, in terms of understanding her work and talking about her work and sort of talking about our, experiences in life and what led us to where we are as artists. And so I feel a great closeness to her. Yes, doing a second play of hers, actually a third play of hers, if we count the play that I worked on with her in the interim in New York, I did feel like we had a shorthand, and there was so much about the play that I sort of intuitively was able to understand because of the fact that we've been working together for now 2 years,
Right. And I know I read Penmanship is set in 1896. Are many of her plays set in the past, or do they run the gamut?
Her plays? No, I don't think she's written many plays that. Most of her plays take place in the present, I would say.
Interesting.
This is a little bit outside of the norm for her. Yeah.
So I read a very short synopsis of the play, and I wondered, what was it about the story that really drew you in, and what is the spine of where you're going with your direction and your process of directing it?
I think what interested me first and foremost was how much it talks about the present, even though it's set in the past. I recognized immediately so many themes that I think are absolutely relevant today that I wanted to explore and dig in. So I think that the approach to the play is really that very idea that we can talk so much about the present by telling a story in the past, and how do we do that sort of design-wise and in terms of our approach to the whole production. What's the difference between doing a straight-up realistic version of this, meaning set in the past, set, in a realistic sort of ship, or how much do we try to abstract the physical production so that we allow the audience to kind of experience it through the prism of today, and then also allow them to not feel that great distance, but rather that immediate, you know. So that's, I think, what I was immediately interested in trying to achieve.
It's kind of interesting because as I'm listening to you speak about history, I just recently did a play set in the Civil War, and it's almost as though history is like a friend, an old friend that you've worked with a lot. And as you deepen various stories that live in that history, it just feels as though you know something that deepens your familiarity or your
ability to get into it.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
There's something about that history. And of course, nowadays, some of the stories that we've lived with our whole lives are being shaken at their foundation. But even that said, it seems like a comfortable shoe, and then you layer things on top and it seems to make it richer.
Well, I mean, I agree. And I think that I've always been, I mean, I studied history in college, I just think that history is the best tool we have to understand the present. And I'm a huge, believer in using stories from the past, and whether they are told in plays or in novels, or in historical fiction or in historical books. I think that by understanding and being curious about what came before us, we can really understand the present. And in a way, I think it's very much, I think what interests me about that also is the idea that on an individual level, the more we understand about where we came from, our family's history, our secrets, our ghosts, the more we are equipped to deal with the present. And I think it's the same as a society. And I think that, in America as well as in Europe, I mean, I grew up in Europe, and there's so many things about European history that we still don't really face or understand or are willing to wrestle with. But I think in America, the chapter that is slavery is still a chapter that needs reckoning with, and I think the more we understand it, and the more we are able to understand who we are today.
Yeah, it's going to take a lot of detective work to really come up with the word true is a word that seems to lose significance in a way, just to bring together all the stories that make up this confluence of events that's called history, and how we can mine those stories. I mean, when you talk about European history, it's probably, as many years older as the various cultures in Europe are. You know, in America, of course, we're having a really rough time bringing stories to light that are all part of the puzzle. And it feels as though we're all detectives right now trying to see what happened, what really happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
So your characters are wrestling with past as well?
I think it's, yes, definitely. Yes. I mean, they are the product of their recent history. Mm-hmm. What motivates Ruby to be on this ship is her recent history in the South. Charles is all about, the very fabric of who he is a way to escape or deal with the recent past for him. I would say that they're all defined by their history. And Ruby is the most, I guess, articulate about the need to face the truth, to understand the present and be able to face the future.
What's the significance of how the title is written? People are listening to this, but I'll put it at the bottom of the podcast. It's the word pen slash all lowercase man all lowercase slash ship. Is there a significance that's explained in the play for the title appearing in that way?
Wow. I can't believe I don't have an answer to this question. It is so interesting. I have never actually asked Christina exactly what pen and man ship. I mean, obviously, you know, there are obvious answers to this question, but I'm sure there's more to it.
It was just something that hit me. No need to dwell on it. I looked at it and I thought, oh, it's so pretty. I like how it appeared to my eye, but I agree. You know,
I always took it for granted. It's so interesting. Yeah. You know, Charles writes journal entries with a pen on the ship.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a play about Charles and his journal entries and the ship. So, I mean, that's the most straightforward answer. You know?
Right. And it's in fun because the word penmanship and how people
put
you know, their thoughts to paper. It's fun. It's fun to think about. I like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So have you been to Portland before? I venture you probably came out to visit when you were considering doing the play.
I have not.
Oh, wow. That's great.
I have not. No. No, this will be a first. I'm very excited.
Yeah, it's a wonderful city. I bet you'll really enjoy it.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Are you living in New York now?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I've been here since 95. I came here from Europe, from France.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been here ever since.
Wow. I've read a lot recently about the Théâtre du Soleil, and I really hope to get there to see some work there. Have you ever seen anything there?
You know, I've actually never seen... I've seen a lot of Peter Brook's work, mm-hmm. which, of course, he does at the Théâtre du Soleil, and I've seen productions from the Théâtre du Soleil because he travels here.
Mm-hmm.
But at the time that I lived in Paris, I never went to Les Bouffes du Nord, which is the theater itself.
Mm-hmm.
I hope to go. I would like to go.
That's just a sidebar.
Yeah.
Well, I'm really looking forward to seeing the play, and thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me about your process, and I'll share it with everybody here, and we'll look forward to seeing the play when it opens.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Nice talking to you.
You too, Lucy. Have safe travels.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Take care. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.